The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Thursday, February 10th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM on Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. You can also find me on Facebook, you can find me on TikTok, and you can find me on other social media by just searching Larry Steinhaus. And just a reminder, if you're watching this show online, hit that like button and hit that share button. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oh, by the way, YouTube, this is a theatrical show. It's not medical information at all. Stop taking my stuff down for medical misinformation, YouTube. This is a joke. It's funny. Let some of your people out there have a sense of humor and leave my show up. All right. And don't forget to like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And you could comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. All right. And please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Hey, I want to say hello to Vern and Tom and Dan and Michael. Looks like a whole bunch of people, and Joe is out there too. That's awesome, man. Thanks a lot so much for watching, and of course for, and also Jeff. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock option trading from those who do it every day. And by the way, today's Thursday, so you can go today. Hey, Dave, how are you? All right. On today's show, of course, we're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking again about the Canadian trucker heroes. We're going to be talking about congressional insider trading, Tesla and Biden. And, of course, we're going to be talking about UK being anti-pay raise. Check this out. You're going to find that very interesting. It's almost comical. All right, real quick, let's talk about the futures. Wow, 3 days in a row and a possible three-week rally for the S&P. This is awesome. Yesterday, the Dow closed up 305 points, the S&P was up 65, and the NASDAQ was again the big winner, up 296 points. What a rally. This is awesome. We had some notable earnings yesterday when Disney blew it out of the water. Their earnings per share was $1.06 versus the expected 63 cents. That's enormous. Their revenue was also about $1 billion higher than expected, and that's awesome as well. Apparently, Disney Plus, the streaming service, did very well last quarter, and they added many subscribers. The Spider-Man movie, and I talked about this the last quarter results, and I was surprised that it wasn't mentioned, but the Spider-Man movie also helped, and even the parks have started to pick up again. You know, look, I got to tell you, as soon as Mickey Mouse stops telling me to wear a mask, I'll probably start visiting the parks again, too. Disney was up over 10 points into futures trading, and we'll see where it goes. Uber was another one to have a great report. They reported 44 cents a share profit versus 35 cents a share profit, which was predicted. And of course, you know, they're basically saying that their revenue is higher and people are starting to ride again. The most important part was the guidance. And despite the Nazi efforts of President Poopy Pants, business is definitely picking up. I can't wait till that idiot in the White House releases his peasants from all the mask and vaccine requirements. You know, I got to tell you, I'm actually starting to like the Big Johnson better than this guy. All right, CVS was also a big hit in earnings as their stores selling, or should I say subsidized by the government, vaccine lifted the store sales for the quarter. The store claims to have injected the poison. I'm sorry, I meant the vaccine. Don't cut me off, YouTube. I was joking. I mean the vaccine. They injected into 20 million arms. The stock isn't moving, so I can't tell you which direction it's going to go. However, I expect it'll fall if they are attributing the profit and revenue to the vaccine. It is obvious that revenue would dwindle very soon. The stock also recently reached an all-time high of 111 and normally drifted between 50 and 70. So I'm going to expect it to go back there. This could be a short play or a put play. We will see what happens. However, again, by the way, I'm also expecting a pullback simply because we had too many really good days this week, and I'm thinking the money managers need a break to celebrate. So expect them all to be on Wall Street smoking a cigar. Oh, wait, Wall Street is in that concentration camp called New York, and no one's allowed to work there. Well, maybe they'll be working at home. Either way, expect a pullback. However, right now the futures are. The Dow is actually up 75. I'm actually surprised. The S&P is barely moving, and the NASDAQ is down 17, so it may be a better day than I think it is. Hey, I got a couple of people, Zerars out there. Ken, thanks, guys. All right, let's talk about the heroes of Canada. Last week, I discussed the heroes of Canada, you know, the truckers who are protesting the unconstitutional and inhumane mandate of being forced to get a medical procedure that's none of their business, whether I get it or not. Well, citizens of the world practice this saying when asked if you are vaccinated. My medical records are between me and my doctor. If you'd like to see them, please get a court order. Listen, let's be clear. Could you imagine if I had to show proof of not having AIDS when I used a toilet? Yes, imagine a soldier in a uniform asking you if you have AIDS before using any public toilet. Oh, not just asking you, but having a card that proves you don't have it, or you have to take a test to prove you don't before you pee. Yes, this is what we're coming to, and if we let this continue. Well, thank God for the freedom fighters in Canada. And by the way, that's almost an oxymoron. Canadian freedom fighters? Anyway. So we're so used to Canadians being docile and lame, but now they have a group fighting for your freedom and mine. Well, the truckers had shut down a major artery in Canada, and the trucks started blocking traffic at the Ambassador Bridge located between Lake Erie and Lake Huron. And they did this late on Monday. Canada's Border Services Agency said on Tuesday that the bridge was closed, but police later tweeted that the U.S.-bound lanes were now open. Canada sends 75% of its good exports to the United States, and the bridge usually handles around 8,000 trucks a day. The president of Canada Vehicle Manufacturers Association called for an immediate end to the blockade. Why, you're losing money? Saying persistent delays at the Ambassador Bridge risk disrupting automotive production that employs tens of thousands of Canadians. Look, I was looking at cars recently, and most of the cars have parts made in Canada, and guess what? The delivery of these parts are going to delay manufacturing and automobile deliveries in the United States, adding to an already supply chain problem caused by other draconian government overreach methods. The coward Trudeau is hiding in his basement while all this is going on. You know, I guess he took a lesson from our President Poopy Pants on how to be stealth when the country needs leadership. Now get this one. Jen Psaki, the Secretary of Idiots, actually said, you ready? This protest is not about the vaccine mandate. Has she been watching the news? Is she as brain dead as President Brain Dead? I'm blown away by this. The Democrats are actually saying, guess what? It's Trump's fault. Trump's fault? Hey, Dumbocrats. If you would have let the election be fair in the first place, Trump would be in office and we would have no mandates here. We would have the freedom that the country Florida is experiencing. Yes, I said country. On another note, I would like to thank the leaders of Philadelphia and New York by helping me celebrate Black History Month, by helping me experience segregation from restaurants, hotels, and other indoor facilities like the whites did to the blacks in the 40s and 50s. I'm wondering if we're going to get beat up with a whip soon to make us get the vaccine. Yes, I understand it now more than ever. However, I will avoid your draconian racist-like measures by eating in surrounding counties like Bucks County or somewhere else besides New York and Philadelphia. Oh, by the way, truckers, can you guys please truck Joe Biden next? All right. Hey, Rob, nice to see you. Hey, Jose, all right. All right, let's talk about insider trading. Wouldn't it be great to vote on a law or create a bill that would affect or will make set of stocks increase? You know, like Moderna stock that would obviously rise when you try to mandate vaccines across the country? Or how about Tesla stock when you make a law that outlaws gas-powered engines? Wouldn't it be nice to buy a stock and then be in charge of a law that makes that stock go up? Well, that's all we have in Congress right now. Want to know how these congressmen and women like Pelosi get so rich? Well, it ain't on a $200,000 a year job, that's for sure. But it's not just the bribe money or funneling money through shell corporations and charities. It's through stock market and manipulating the stock market through laws. Yep. While Martha Stewart goes to jail for a tip her stockbroker gave her, Pelosi and the rest of the goon squad in Congress make millions off their policies controlling the stock market. Well, someone is trying to put a stop to all this. As I reported months ago, the goons in Washington, in order to work there, in order to have their job, need to report their stock ownership to someone in HR. I'm not really sure who they have to report it to, but they're required to report it. Oh, and by the way, and I'm telling you, if they don't do it and they actually get caught not reporting it, they actually get a whopping $200 fine. That's right, a $200 fine. That's all they get for not reporting it. Well, because Congress has put their hands in the cookie jar so often, it got the attention of some Congress people, believe it or not, especially Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines. When you're elected, you're here to serve the people, not the elite. And a stock market trading ban, I think, is a step forward, an important step forward, to restore the faith and trust of the American people in this institution, Daines said in a statement to CNBC. Of course, Elizabeth Warren is just a communist, so she just wants to stop it, even if the elite in Washington, the elite in Washington can be poor just like everybody else. And if you recall, the witch Pelosi has said that numerous times she feels she should be allowed to do what everyone else is to do by doing all the insider trading she wants. Well, all right, she didn't quite put it that way. She actually said something like Congress are people too, and they should be allowed to participate in the stock market like everyone else. Well, now the witch is supporting a ban in stock trading in the House. Seriously, does she really think we believe that? Look, we all know that lawmakers make laws so they can take advantage of. I'll bet the ban won't exclude other family members, possibly not even spouses. Nice try, Nancy, but we the American people are not that dumb. Meanwhile, can you pass a law that says we have to know your trades before you make them? At least then we'll have an even playing field. All right, I need to take a break. I'm actually hoping that I don't need to take an AIDS test to go use my own bathroom. So I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Of course, hit that like button and let me know you're enjoying the show. And leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them. Hey, I want to thank Michael for always sharing the show. Thank you very much. And everyone else who shares the show, I totally appreciate it. Hey, tomorrow, I want to let you guys know we're going to be trying something new. And we're kind of testing part of it today, but I can't do it today. But we're going to be doing something called Phone Call Fridays. So basically, if you guys want to write this number down, you can't call in today, but if you want to write this number down, 866-329-3306, You can call in tomorrow. You can ask me questions. You can talk to me. We could get a little controversial on the air if you'd like, but we're going to be doing something called Call In Fridays. All right, right now to futures, the Dow is up 62. The S&P is down 2.25, and the NASDAQ is down 22. Not much more going on. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update, of course, the Canadian truckers. And coming up, we got Tesla and Biden and UK's anti-pay raise. Don't forget to share this. And don't forget to hit the like button, leave me comments. And, of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And also, if you're listening on WWDB, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook and YouTube. Oh, I just want to remind YouTube, this show is theatrical. It's comical. It is not giving any medical information. Stop removing my content. All right, let's talk about Biden and Tesla. It absolutely amazes me that President Poopy Pants, who has a platform all about saving the environment with electric cars replacing internal combustion engine cars, hasn't acknowledged the company leading the way in this technology. I wonder if you ever even heard of the company called, Tesla? Or maybe he just forgot. That would make sense. Probably. Well, during a speech to promote American companies expanding the nation's EV infrastructure, he mentioned car companies like General Motors, Ford Motor, as well as other and smaller EV companies like Rivian and Proterra. He happened to also mention Tesla. This was such a surprise that several news outlets are actually reporting it. And I guess I'm one of them, too. In case you don't know, Biden had avoided mentioning the company so far. Since he's been in office, he never even mentioned their name. Now, the White House reports that it's because Tesla and Elon Musk are anti-union. By the way, I didn't even know that Tesla was anti-union, but now I do know why Tesla is such a great success. Because they aren't a union shop. Maybe if the rest of the country would understand that, if you work hard and devote yourself to a company, the company will take care of you. They also have more resources to do that because they aren't wasting those resources on a union worker who's the weakest link. By the way, if you think I'm abrasive to President Poopy Pants, if you think I'm abrasive to President Poopy Pants, let me put it that way, right? If you think I'm abrasive to President Poopy Pants, listen to what Elon Musk recently called the idiot. Musk actually tweeted this. Biden is a damp sock puppet in human form. Oh, wait, that's pretty funny. I don't know. President Poopy Pants is pretty funny, but a damp sock puppet in human form, that's really funny. All right, I guess President Poopy Pants will have to live with the fact that Tesla is the number one electric car manufacturer, but unfortunately, we will have to continue living with the fact that President Poopy Pants is our president for 3 more years. All right, let's talk about UK's anti-raise policy. This one just absolutely blows my mind. It's actually from the stories of the WTF files. As you know, the United States isn't the only country experiencing high inflation. This has become a worldwide, I could even use the word pandemic, right? It might fit here. Well, the pandemic of inflation has many government agencies here and abroad looking for ways to slow it down. Here in the United States, of course, the Federal Reserve will be raising interest rates to slow down spending. But in the UK, the governor of UK's Bank of England has suggested that the royal subjects of England not ask for pay raises. Yes, he asked not ask for pay raises. Seriously, that's what he asked. He actually believes that if people get pay raises, inflation will continue. Are you guys ready for my rant on this idiot? Hey, idiot! Inflation comes before pay raises. Pay raises make it so that the people can afford the inflated prices that you and the other idiot leaders of the other countries caused when you initiated draconian measures to stop a scamdemic that you all caused in the first place. Inflation came from giving out money to people because governments kept them from working. It came from the shutdown of manufacturing plants because you made everyone think they were going to die of a bad cold. The government's created inflation, and now you want the people to suffer while you make your multi-$100,000-a-year salary? Hey, idiot, why don't you take a pay cut or send your money to the people who can't afford gas or milk because the government created the inflation problem? I must say that at least the Big Johnson has come out against this idiot. You know, I'm really beginning to like the Big Johnson. He's growing on me. Well, hopefully, I guess not exactly on me. But you know what I mean. Let's take a break, and we'll discuss today's picks and plays when we get back.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. And if you'd like, you can even attend a complimentary class tonight. 866-424-2829. Be awesome. All right. My wife put a message. She goes, I may be able to sleep in tomorrow. She's listening to the show. I know exactly what she means. All right. So right now, the futures are up 57. The S&P is down 2.75. And the NASDAQ is down 22.75. All right. So far, we've been talking about, of course, the Canadian truckers. Those are heroes. The congressional insider trading. We've been talking about Tesla and Biden. And, of course, UK's Andy pay raise. And we talked about the fact that the Big Johnson is starting to grow on me. All right, coming up is today's picks and plays. But first, did you hit the like button? Did you hit that share button yet? Let everyone know what great stocks are coming by sharing this information. And of course, you could share in your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from these great plays. And I want to thank you all for the people who are sharing it. All right. If you're listening, of course, on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market, and you might even get a good laugh. We're hoping you would. All right, let's talk about this real quick. Hey, we got, it looks like Kalisha and William listening. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. All right, as I mentioned earlier in the show, today will probably be a pause day for the money managers to take a day to reflect on what they should do next. I got to tell you right now, I'm mostly in cash after yesterday when I closed out many of my positions in anticipation of the next bad day in the market. I would imagine that many of the other money managers felt the same way. It is now getting close to mid-February, and my experience is from about mid-February to about the end of February, the market typically falls off a cliff. Be prepared to buy the last week of February, because if I'm correct, it'll be a great buying week. I have nothing on my radar today except maybe some covered call plays and, you know, that are maybe some good companies like AT&T, Kellogg's. By the way, Kellogg's hardly moves at all, and it has a 3.75% dividend yield, so I think that's really cool too. We have the inflation numbers coming, and we also have Coke and Twitter reporting. Now, Twitter actually reported, it was supposed to report this afternoon, they reported this morning. And this is really weird. So Twitter reported, and they actually didn't make it. They actually didn't do so well in earnings at all. But the interesting part was, and actually, I actually equated the numbers real quick to what I saw on Facebook. But Twitter is up right now, not down. But Twitter said they're going to be buying back some stocks. So that may be why. But it was really, really weird. Of course, you know, the travel stocks are my favorite still as well. But I'm holding back because I like, you know, CCL and AAL moved up pretty quickly the past couple of days. So I don't want to be stuck in them. I actually sold many of them off yesterday, and I'm looking to buy them back. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here in crypto land. So Bitcoin is probably sitting around 44,500, and basically Ethereum is about 3,250. You know, these guys aren't moving much. And if you remember, I suggested that these coins are indicators on the market. And right now, they are just sitting there in limbo. And I expect the stock market to do the same. So basically, pay attention to this, because I actually think there's going to be a leading indicator once again. Of course, gold and silver, there's nothing to report on gold and silver. It's just sitting there, and I'm going to suggest once again that you absolutely buy some. So we've seen the Treasury bonds. The 10-year Treasury bond is almost at 1.95%, and 2% is around the corner. That might even be what drags the market down today. I would watch this today, because it's really a possibility that the Treasury bond is going to hit 2 today, right around, it's either 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock that the Fed's going to report, and we'll see. And when it hits 2, the NASDAQ is going to drop 200 to 300 points immediately. So watch for that. That's going to be a scary thing for you to see. Hey, I want to remind you all that I have a new book out. And this book is called Money Hacks. And inside this book, it actually is a subtitle, because everything you think you know about money is wrong. All right, so if you're listening, make sure that you order that book. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, and you can order that book right away. And you can talk, and you can actually learn about a lot of things that we teach at Investor Schooling as well. Of course, I want to thank the listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And I want to thank you all for your continued support. If you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let me know. And YouTube, one more time, this show is just comedy. I'm not giving any medical information. Stop taking my show off. Do you believe that? I got Facebook banning me. I got YouTube banning me. I don't know. Maybe pretty soon I am going to be, I don't know, maybe I'm going to be Joe Rogan. Who knows? All right. So, of course, maybe I will be. That'll be fun. I'd like to be Joe Rogan. All right. So, of course, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. And the opinions discussed in this show are solely mine. And no doctors were here to tell me what to say. No one has asked me to make them all. And, of course, once again, I am Larry Steinhaus. This is Money Chat Now. And, of course, if you want to also attend a show or an event that we're having, you can go to 4mmw.com, and you'll be able to see me and a couple of other freedom fighters talking about how you can make more money and how you could win the fight for freedom. The web address is 4mmw.com. And this event will actually have you help people avoid tyranny and live in freedom. All right, I want you guys to have a profitable day. See you tomorrow.